I'm going to do an actual introduction now, since I'm not running around anymore. Coming straight to you from Sarah Lawrence College, this is WSLC Radio, and I'll be your host for the next hour. I'm Sandy, and you're listening to Thank You For Not Moshing. I'm here today with an amazing slew of special guests. Kevin Devine is here, as well as two of my bestest friends, Emily and Ariella. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to kick off the show with a Kevin Devine song that kind of started my and Emily's whole obsession with him. This song is called Not Over You Yet. It's off his album, Make the Clocks Move. We'll be right back after this with Kevin Devine, so don't go anywhere. Hold on, I have to find it.
So we don't really know what's going on with this sound, but bear with it because Kevin's here and he's going to be playing and we'll be talking, so it's all cool.
Do you want to play a song from your iPod?
Oh yeah, sure. Can they hear me? Why am I yelling?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Hi. I got a new iPod. I still don't know exactly what to do with it.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Since we didn't really do that.
Yeah, and to any... Well, all the microphones are on, so everyone can hear you.
Hi, I'm Kevin. You hear me louder now. And less loudly now. I'm going to play a song from a band I love called Pablo. And from New York. And I'll be going on tour with them in January. And this song is called... Oh, wait, can you have cuss words on your show?
Yeah, go for
it. Okay, so this song's called Loser Crew. I just have to get to it. Because it's new to the iPod. This is really scintillating radio. But, okay, here we go. This song's called Loser Crew.
You do it?
Mm-hmm.
Seen them at Madison Square Garden. I just thought it was crazy.
I think it's great. I mean, Brand New isn't terribly concerned about, I don't think, critics. They have enough fans that they'll be all right whether someone writes a bad review or not. But it's fun playing with Corinne Bailey Rae, which was like a totally different crowd. I did Katie Tunstall, which was a totally different crowd. I have friends with all those people. I actually am playing with Corinne tomorrow night in Manhattan. But and then Stray Light and Matt Pond, which is more my scene, but there's definitely people there that didn't know who I was. And it's challenging, you know, like you have to kind of have a thicker skin because you're getting up and some of the people are kind of like, you know, if you're too sensitive, you're going to focus on the people who are talking or laughing or not paying attention. But they're there to see somebody else. And if you did a good in what you're doing, then you did a good job.
Did it for us.
Exactly. So, I mean, I love it. I like playing my own shows, too, because they're a little more sprawling and I can play longer and be a little less worried about picking 6 or 7 or 8 songs to fit into a 30 or 40 minute thing. So,
if you could go on forever, would you go on forever?
I've played shows that were like 3 hours long because I just will play, so I just like playing a lot.
That's what's going to happen in here after. So, Kevin's just going to play for the next 4 hours.
Next
if you want to stop by, we'll be here. All right, there's more questions, but why don't we play a song?
Okay, from the iPod again? We can ask another question. I don't care.
You want to just now play songs from the iPod since they sound fuzzy?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want a tune or something while you're answering questions?
Sure.
Okay.
Can I get a chair that doesn't have arms on it? Is that possible?
You can have this one.
Oh, I can trade with you.
Oh, you know what? Let's play a song if we're going to be weird.
Okay. Well, I'm just not ready to do stuff.
Okay. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to fix this stuff and do some cool stuff.
This is called Love Minus Zero, No Limit from Bringing It All Back Home by Bob Dylan.
My love, she speaks like silence without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful if she's true like ice, like fire. By the hours, questions, the conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. The cloak and dagger dangles. Madams light the candles. In ceremonies of the horsemen, even the pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchstick crumble into one another. My love winks, she does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. Midnight trembles. The country doctor rambles. Banker's nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer. The night goes raining. My love, she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
Hi. We're back. You want to do one more question, then...
Whatever, it's great.
Play?
Yeah.
When do you plan on touring with the guy that played sweet solos over your set during the Surf Song Circle in Hoboken?
Who is that from?
Drive Through SC. Is that the person?
No. But that's funny. And probably not soon. And that person I think is being sarcastic, and that's funny.
So probably not ever is the response.
I don't think so.
Okay, and then
did he respond?
Oh, it's Noah.
Oh, hey. Yeah, not soon. Noah plays in a great band called Aeroplane 1929 from the Connecticut area. We're playing with them on Saturday at the Space in Hampton. But
check that out, Noah, if we got you plugged over here. And then someone else said, play your song Ritual. And then someone else said, Noah, because they got excited that Noah's here.
Ritual is, the first song.
And
I
then
ever
someone else said, I don't know Noah.
Noah is, check you out, bro. You're blowing up.
No, you know two people already, right now.
That's great.
And then someone else said, since I've seen you play with all different variations of the goddamn band, mm-hmm. do you like to keep things interesting, or would you rather have the whole band?
I mean, it's nice when everybody can be there, but I like it when it's sort of figuring it out based on who's around. I think for me, it keeps the songs interesting. It keeps you figuring out how to present them with different arrangements. And I think it's cool for the people who come to a lot of shows to see a bunch of different representations of things. So I like it the way it is.
And they also said that it was cool when you played with the guys from Pablo the other night.
Yeah, they're great. They're a great band.
And then someone else said that Kevin should cover a Wilco with Noah again at the Space.
I think we are. Noah can confirm that. The technology is amazing.
Noah, come on. Answer. He's
nice. He'll answer something. So what should we play? Yeah, I'm here, so do you want to hear something?
That's too much pressure.
Okay.
Play whatever you want. I'll think of one later.
Okay.
I know.
So many to pick.
Do you want to hear one? You can think if you want, if you don't know off the top of your head.
From like a new album?
It could be from anything you want. I'll play one while you're thinking.
Play No Time Flat.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we all love that song.
Okay.
That's a good one.
everything okay? Well, let's find out.
Alright.
Should we do something else or no?
don't know. What do you
want
to do?
I could play again. Is that okay, or do you want me to do something else?
Yeah.
I'll do the song you asked for before. From this, that last song is called No Time Flat. It's from a record called Split the Country, Split the Street. And this one is from a record called Make the Clocks that came out before it. It's called Not Over You Yet. This probably sounds different than what I was blowing out by the speakers before. Or should I play something else since that was already on your show? Is that weird?
Play a new song.
Okay. I could play a song I just finished. It's actually not even on the record.
Yeah, do it.
I might screw it up, but I don't have a name for it yet. But this is a new song, the first one I finished since the recording. And it might go badly, but let's try it.
You heard it first here.
It could go bad. Okay. Drag your tiger's claw across your chapped and cracking lips and open up. A crimson slur you spread each time you kiss the broken boy you bargain with to turn back to the man you fell in love with once but never saw again. Is he in there? Do you think he's drowned to death? Is it his decision to show his face again? So now you grind your tired teeth and curse the day that you were born to a sunken line of Irish wives a million miles long, devoted to the suffering, certain they deserve a husband across the bear, worry lines and a silver streak of hair. Come too early. Steal your sainted youth, but it's your decision to stay or else to move. And I'm not a man of faith, no gospel oak for me. But you wear a crucifix to broadcast your beliefs, and the God I read about can go where he's not asked to go. Got a choice to make. Open up, save yourself, or sit and wait. But you're waiting on a man who will not move. So you must move for him and do what he can't do. Cause it's worth it. It's the one life you can change. I'm sorry, sister, but it has to be this way. Yeah, I'm sorry, sister, but it's gotta be this way. So stand up, sister, it's gotta end this way.
World debut.
There you go, and I actually made it through almost. One little mess up. But that's, so I don't know what that's called yet, but that'll probably be on whatever happens next. But,
do you have a lot of songs for that music?
That's the first thing I've written. It's done. I have like pieces of things, but that's the first finished song.
And I mean, you kind of pop CDs out, dude.
Yeah, I write a lot, but it's weird because every time I finish one, I'm afraid that I'm never gonna be able to write anything else. Like I'm like, oh, that's the last song I have, and then like the next one happens, and you're like, oh, okay.
But, I heard your CD art is being displayed somewhere.
Yeah, it was. To be fair to her, she's this woman, Sarah Pickering, who's like a super, like, well-regarded British photographer, and she did that series of photos where she had access to a British military test site, and that's a landmine on the cover, and that's a napalm cloud in the liner notes, which is crazy. And she got it really these amazing images, like, set against this idyllic British countryside, and so I saw them. My bass player, the guy who produced the last two records, co-produced them, Chris Bracco from the goddamn band, he saw it online. I was like, dude, I think this is perfect. And I contacted her and, like, really, I sent her the record. I really was like, I wrote her these like 3,000 word glowing emails about her artwork and why I thought it would be, they really meshed. And she finally was like, I think the record's great, sure. And I think that was super cool of her to do that, because a lot of times an artist can lose their ownership of something when they attach it to something like a pop record. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really thoughtful and cool. I mean, she got paid for it too, but I thought it was really cool that she let herself do that. And so right now her stuff, I think, is still, it was when I was there on this last tour, but it's on display at the Museum of Contemporary Photography in Chicago, that series. So if you're in Chicago,
yeah,
check that out. Sarah Pickering. But I'll play a song from the new record, since we're speaking of it with the artwork.
Play Just Stay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the version of it that I had on the old demos, which has an extra thing in it.
I found a fickle friend out in the alleyway. He said, "You don't look so good." I said, "Hey, Doc, that's great." He started practicing. I never got the note. So let's shake and trade and be on our way. Go, go, go. Oh, oh. So here we are again, inside your neon shrine, sharing a chopping block beneath embarrassed light that tries to hide from us. Tucks itself away. So we both grab hold and say, "No, you don't. Just stay, just stay." Now racing towards the one mistake that locks me in my place. Judgment call that justifies the smirk stuck on my face. A crooked life scared straight and stiff by the last wrong turn I'll take. But I'm not there yet, so come purr my head. Let's play, let's play. Words come thick as sweat, but it feels like someone else is right in all of this. Someone I just can't believe. When I mop my brow, set my pen back down. Still me, still me. Sounds worse than it is. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Okay, okay.
actually 6 o'clock, but the other girls aren't here, so do you want to just keep going?
It's up to you guys. I don't know if you'll get in trouble.
No. They tell us we can just keep going, but it's up to you.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. This is a cover song.
Someone wanted you to play Pedro the Lion, if that's not the song you're going to play. But play whatever
you
want.
I wasn't going to do that song. I'm going to do something else that I think I want to play.
Okay.
It's a Wilco song. Maybe I'll fuck it up.
I love that whenever you cover a song, it just, like, becomes a Kevin Devine song.
Well, that's nice.
Do you, like, take it over?
I don't think I did that right. Noah can tell me if I did on Saturday, but I think I forgot some words.
Someone said yay for Wilco.
Okay. So.
Someone wanted to know why you cut that extra verse out of Justin.
When we were trying to, I've played that song live for a long time, and it was like that, it's without the ending, the that wasn't in there. And when we went out to make the record with the guy we made it with, this guy Rob Schnapp, we'd had demos where it was essentially just the way I play the song, and then the band came in just on the and it didn't really work like that. But I knew we wanted something to happen there. Just, it seems like a space where there's a song there that could really become what it became, this kind of big, cool, cathartic ending. And we didn't know how to do it because I didn't want to sacrifice the words. And Rob was like, I don't know, this, you're gonna think this is crazy, but what if you chopped out that first time it goes to that change? And I was like, we can't do that, there's words there, I love those words. And He's like, just try it once, and then have skin, the drums and the bass come in, the drums and the keyboard rather come in there, where the before the morning's hot and harsh. And I was like, all right, fine. And then we tried it once, and I was like, it's totally better. Like, for what we were trying to do with the yeah. song. But when I play alone, I'll put it back in sometimes because I don't have to worry about the other instruments and all that kind of stuff. So that was why.
Okay. This is all I want to say about it, but I saw you... well, I saw the pictures of that interview you did with that girl from the porn site.
Oh my god, Joanna Angel.
Yeah. And all I want to say is that the pictures look so ridiculous because you're like in like a turtleneck.
Yeah.
And you're like on this porn site.
It was really strange because she's a cool person. I've met her a bunch of times and she's a legitimate fan and she's...
I didn't get it at first. Like, it took me a good, like, 10 questions in to realize, like, what was going on
why
and who
is
she was.
Asking all these sexualized questions yeah. and why is he nervous? Yeah. But, but she's cool and she's legit. And she's been very, like, she's always nice about me. And, like, she always says nice things about me to the press and stuff. But, I don't know that much of my audience and hers cross over. But at the same time, that's not true. Everybody likes sex, so. And not everybody likes folk rock. So I'm probably more of her fans know about me than my fans know about her. No, the other way around. But, yeah, it was weird. It was fun, though.
There's this website that tells you, like, 5 things you should write on your hand about a bunch of different bands. And you're on it.
Oh, God.
And these are the 5 things they said to write on your hand about you, which I just thought was, like, a ridiculous way to, like... get to know a band.
I'm sure that'd be nice too.
And I wanted to know what you would think about them and then how you would, in 5 things, present yourself. Number 1 is that you are a former frontman for post-punk band, Miracle of 86.
That's true.
Which I didn't know was named after the Mets. Am I dumb?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are.
Put Your Ghost Dress was produced by Rob Schnapp, is that what you say? Who also produced Elliot Smith and Beck. Mm-hmm. You're a Brooklyn boy, but your musical career, I don't know when I wrote this or why it looks like this, but I can't read anything.
It was when you were nodding out after you had shot up, apparently.
But your musical career started in Staten Island, where you played an instrumental role in the DIY hardcore scene.
I wouldn't say I was like the kid. There was a great hardcore scene in Staten Island when I was growing up.
But you in the hardcore scene?
I was the kid who liked Pavement and Nirvana. But I went to all the shows. Like, yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute.
But wait, let's read the other two and then we'll talk about that. You played with Bright Eyes. I don't know what that says. And M Ward.
I never played with M Ward. Someone who wrote that's a liar.
These are the 5 things you need to know.
I like him a lot, but I've never played a show with him.
And you did a stellar cover of Pedro the Lion. Those are the 5 things.
Is that from the AOL site, maybe?
I saw it on a bunch of different sites, these 5 things.
Well, I think those are 5 super arbitrary things to pick for my self-definition, but I can't answer that for me. I think 5 things are back. I love pizza. I like Good Will Hunting more than any normal person should. It's not that good, but I like just like it for some reason.
I hadn't seen it till recently, and there's a Good Will Hunting quote in an Atari song, and I like just got that's what it was from when I saw
the
movie. Like, I never got it.
I just liked it a lot. I was like a freshman in college when that movie came out, and I had just started dating this girl whose father was like a big film critic, and where they were from, and. She was like, this was before we started dating, but I was like falling for her, and I liked, that was like the first movie that I saw that I liked more than, it was like the first thing that got me into movies and not just like action movies and whatever, like you know, Adam Sandler dick comedies you're watching. So I have a soft spot for it. And Elliot, that's like how I found out about Elliot Smith largely too, was he had like 5 songs on that soundtrack, so, but I didn't know the Ataris covered it. I had no idea.
No, they didn't cover anything from it, but there's just like a clip.
Oh, quoted it. Right.
There's
right.
No, like an actual clip from the movie in a song.
Wow, that's sort of weird.
They do it in a bunch of their songs.
You're blowing up over there.
Yeah. They're not asking me anything anymore, though. They're just like talking.
To each other?
No, they're...
Someone corrected me.
Oh, God.
Whatever. How do you think your, like, 15-year-old hardcore self would feel about the music you're making now?
I don't know. When I was at that age, I really liked, like, R.E.M., and I liked Nirvana Unplugged, and I even liked the Counting Crows record a lot, the first one they did, and I liked some of my mom's... It's a great record.
Come on.
I liked some of what my mom had, like the Dylan stuff and Beatles, and so, I mean, I liked acoustic-ish music always. I'd like to think that I'd like it, you know? I'm sure that some part of me would, like, want it... Some would, like the rockers a lot, too, and be like, I wish there was more loud songs.
Yeah.
But maybe I think I was, you know, a wuss. I don't know. I think I'd like it. Let's say I would.
Okay.
It's easier on my soul. I wouldn't want to let myself down. Someone's furious out there beeping. Shut up, man.
What's going on?
Someone beeped the car, their horn. I just get bummed out when people beep.
At needlessly. Here?
No. They're not going to, like... there's no raid underway.
I have a love for... Domestic Disturbance.
Oh, the show?
Yeah, and I started listening to it because you were on it one day. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess I was just flipping through when they actually used to be on, like, real radio or whatever. I was just flipping through. It must have been, like, the second or third episode of it, and they had played one of your songs. And I know they're, like, friends with you.
Yeah, Mike Dubin and Christian both are, like... Mike put out Miracle 86's first record.
Really?
Yeah.
I love them. I kind of want to be best friends with them. Not that I know them.
They're good people. You should write them and tell them that.
I did.
You did?
Well, I asked them to come be on my show. And they were like, we'd work during your show, but maybe one day we'll come.
That would be awesome. No, they're funny guys.
I love them.
And Dubin's had a hand in, like, he just knows everybody. He's been around for a long time. So, and he was, like, a big part of me getting to put out those records with Triple Crown. He's been great to me, very helpful, very like supportive.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're great. Funny guys.
You wanna play something?
That was just dramatic. sure. Should we play one and like take it out?
Take what up?
I think I have to go soon.
Oh, okay.
I have to drive back to a rehearsal in Manhattan.
We're like making you stay.
No, it's fun. I'll play two. And then we'll go.
Whatever you want.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Tar pit flames, a lock jaw night. Hey, it's my birthday.
whispers through its cracking cage. You still can change. You have to know. You still can change. I know, I know. Now I wanna be this way. This was a choice. This was never a mistake. And this was never a mistake. And this was never a mistake. No, this was never a mistake.
Do you want to play one more?
Yeah. Can I throw this apple out?
Yeah. I don't know where. Oh.
Sorry. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
That was fun. And I'll do... This is a song I haven't played in a while. It's from Make the Clocks Move. It's the last song on the record. It's called Thanks.
Today's show, even though we went like 20 minutes over, I'd like to give a big thank you to Kevin for coming and hanging out today. Go to kevindevine.net for any and all of your Kevin Devine needs. Go see him. Tell him I sent you. Go by, put your ghost to rest. It's amazing. Sadly, we won't be doing my radio show next week or for the next couple of weeks since we're on winter break, but I hope you guys have a great break, and we'll be back January 18th, I think. Have an amazing vacation, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
All of it.
I'll catch you on the flip side. I was going to say stay tuned for Hello Radio, but it doesn't look like they're coming, so stay tuned for nothing.
Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening. I hope you guys have a great night.